Welcome to this podcast of sermons at CUNA United Methodist Church.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. The Lord declares, "Am I a God who is only nearby and not far off? Can people hide themselves in secret places so I might not see them? Don't I fill heaven and earth? I have heard the prophets prophesying lies in my name. They claim, 'I've had a dream. I've had a dream.' How long will deceitful prophecies dominate the minds of the prophets? Those prophets are treacherous. They scheme to make my people forget me by their dreams that people tell each other, just as their ancestors forgot me because of Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream declare it, but let the one who has my word proclaim it faithfully. What a difference between straw and wheat, declares the Lord. Isn't my word like fire and like a hammer that shatters rock, declares the Lord." May we receive a blessing in the hearing of these words.
All right, so some of you may remember me. I'm Mary Riedel. And I picked the verse to preach on today, which, if you've ever gotten the pleasure of preaching, you know is either really brave or really stupid. So we're going to pray before I start this morning. Will you join me? Gracious and loving God, I know that what I say today will not be perfect, but I pray that your message will rest on every single person's heart here in a way that they will receive it with grace and it will speak to them the way you, and share your love with them the way you do so well. Amen. So I grew up in Nebraska. And if you've ever been in Nebraska, you know that the horizon is the horizon. It's a straight line across the sky, right there. And my husband was in the Navy, which many of you might remember from the last time I was here. And that meant we moved a lot, and we spent a lot of time on the coast. And even though it looked different, the horizon was a straight line right there. But since we've moved here, I've noticed the horizon is not a straight line, and it doesn't seem to sit right there every single day. The mountains that I look at each morning when I get in my car to drive to work don't always look like they're the same distance away. Now, logically, I know that when I get to the corner of Eustick and Caneda and I see Schaefer Butte, it is the same exact distance every single morning. But on a clear day, when the humidity is low and those mountains seem really close, they're big, they're bright, they're larger than life, and when they're covered with snow, it sometimes feels like you can touch them. And on other days, when it's cloudy or hazy, if there's an inversion or a forest fire is bringing smoke into the area, and sometimes even just moisture in the air can make the mountains seem so much further away. And I don't know the science. I don't know if it's a refraction of light or a trick. Maybe Xavier can tell us. He's smart. He knows stuff. But there's something in the air, and maybe it's what's between me and the mountain that makes it seem like it's further or closer, depending on what's going on in the world. And maybe that's why I picked the scripture for today. Because I know that there are times in my life, and I'm sure that there have been times in yours too, when you feel like God is really close, so close you can touch. And other times, God seems really far away. And it makes you wonder what that's all about. And so, as a responsible seminarian, I'm going to give you a little disclaimer here. Anytime we take a section of the Bible and reduce it to one paragraph, we have to do that with a little bit of caution. When we interact with Scripture, we have to think about who is talking, who they're talking to, what's going on in the world, read before and after, and learn all of this context. And then as Christians, especially when we're reading the Old Testament, we have to look at it through the lens of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. And then the other thing we need to consider is who we are. Where are we coming to the scripture? How are we coming to that scripture today? How we are raised, what we have learned, and everything we have experienced changes how we read that scripture. And that sometimes means that the scripture we read today reads differently than that same scripture tomorrow or 5 or 10 years in the future. So who is Jeremiah? Jeremiah was a prophet a little over 600 years before Jesus was even around. And he was spending time in Jerusalem, preaching, writing, and teaching. And do you guys know what a prophet is? What do you picture when I say the word prophet? Does anybody picture a fortune teller? Or maybe that guy on the corner, I shouldn't say guy, person on the corner who's preaching about the end times that are coming and we all need to pay attention. Sometimes we hear the word prophet and we think of somebody who can tell the future. And sometimes that's true. But a biblical prophet is really just somebody who told the truth. And one way to explain it is when you see somebody who's about to do something really stupid, like preach on Jeremiah, you might say something like, oh, that's probably not a good idea. But like if you see somebody on a bicycle riding their bike and they're going down, getting ready to go down a hill really fast and they don't have a helmet on, you might want to say, hey, you should put a helmet on because if you fall, you'll hit your head and you'll get hurt. And so if that person rides the bike down the hill and they fall and hit their head and become injured, it looks like you've told the future. But really, you just knew the consequences of the actions that that person was going to do. Another thing you might have heard when you hear the word prophet is somebody who speaks truth to power. Have you heard that? That's a more common thing. And those are people who are telling the powerful, the rulers, that what they are doing, the hard truths about what they are doing and how it's going to impact the community around them, and reminding them of the consequences of their actions. Does that sound like fun? Do you guys know who Jonah is? Maybe there's a reason why he ran away and spent 3 days in a fish instead of doing the prophet thing God had asked him to do, because being a prophet is not easy. And so this whole book of Jeremiah is like a biography about Jeremiah's life and the things that Jeremiah was telling the rulers of Israel and the leaders in Jerusalem about who God was and what God wanted for them. Now, maybe you've heard the scripture from Jeremiah 29:11. I bet somebody can even say it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, and to give, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God also uses Jeremiah to share what is going wrong in the world, but also give them hope when they were in exile. And that's a little bit later than the scripture we heard this morning. So in the scripture we heard this morning, Jeremiah was telling God's people about everything that they had done wrong. They were worshiping other gods. They were participating in idolatry. Their leadership was corrupt, and instead of taking care of the people that they were supposed to be taking care of, they were taking advantage of them. And they were listening to false prophets, people who had twisted God's word until it became lies, and the people had listened so long that they had forgotten how to live as God's people. They didn't even know who God was anymore. But despite all of that terrible, the very first thing we hear in the scripture is God saying, "Am I a God nearby and not far off? Who can hide in the secret places so that I cannot see them? Do I not fill heaven and earth?" This is a reminder that when everything is going wrong, and even when you're listening to those wrong voices, God is right there. God fills heaven and earth. God is not a God who is far off, but is right here, even just no matter what. Humans have a history of taking what God says and twisting it, or listening to people who have twisted it. It's a big problem. Can anybody think of the first time that happened? I'll give you a hint. It's really early. When Adam, that's exactly right. The serpent twisted God's words and asked, did God really say that? And so then they took what God said, twisted it, listened to it differently, and then they did something they weren't supposed to do. And then what happened was they hid behind some plants and bushes and trees and hoped that God wouldn't find them. They put something between God and themselves. And God asks, "Where are you?" Not because God didn't know where they were, because God has been with them the whole time. That's what sin is. It's the mistakes that we make that create us. We put our distance between God. Even if God isn't actually further away, we think that God is further away. Now, God wants nothing more than to simply be in relationship with us and encourage us to be in relationship with one another. And as we learned from the very beginning, humans have been messing up that relationship, twisting words and stories, and putting space between us and God. If you go through last time I gave you a long list of people who worked by faith, but there's also a long list of people who messed up and did a lot of really icky things, and they put a lot of space between God and themselves. Do we still struggle with that today? We would like to think that maybe we're doing better than we have in the past, but I'm not sure. We have so many voices in this world telling us what to believe and like and do. Have you ever considered that every single piece of news or information and entertainment has been put through a filter of what somebody else thinks before it gets to you? Books, just a novel, go through an editor. Journalists, I mean, we like to think of the old days of Walter Cronkite and the non-opinionated journalism, but these days, everything we read has some sort of a spin on it. And movie critics tell us whether we should or should not like a movie or a TV show and why. Social media influencers and friends and family often diagnose us before we can even get to the doctor. And I'll admit, I spend my fair share time of scrolling through those videos. And one of the things I've noticed is there's a lot of people out there that tell us what to eat. Have you noticed that? If we listened to every single one of them, we'd eat nothing. We'd starve, because for every influencer saying one thing, there's three or four more saying something different. So how do we know who to listen to? It's really hard. We're going to do a little exercise now. I want you to close your eyes. All right. Picture heaven. Now picture the other place. All right. Now think about that. How much of what you believe and what you pictured has been filtered by thousands of years of other people's thoughts. Our personal and cultural view of what heaven and hell look like have been influenced more by art and media than scripture. What you probably pictured, and everybody has something a little bit different, is some conglomeration of Renaissance art, medieval folklore, writings by Dante, that's a big one, and C.S. Lewis, and the TV shows and movies that we have been taking in for over the last 50, 60 years. The truth is, there's not a lot of undisputed information about what heaven or hell looks like. So how do we get these pictures? How else have we allowed culture and other people to tell us what to think or believe? Have you heard the phrase, money is the root of all evil? It's scriptural, except that's not what it says. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is a root of all evil. It's a little different than money is the root of all evil. And in Jeremiah, that verse I quoted earlier, the plans I have for you not to prosper, or to not to harm you, but to prosper you for a hope and a future, that's really God speaking to the Israelites who are living in exile. And it was a reminder that God had not abandoned them. Now, if I love to take that verse for myself and think, yes, God has a plan for me in my life, and there is a hope and a future, but no matter what my circumstances are, that hope in the future is not here. That hope in that future is Jesus and the resurrection. For me, just as it was for the Israelites in 600 BC. So if we have all of this trouble and all of these voices, no wonder we are confused and feel like God is far away. We are no different from the people that Jeremiah was talking to, listening to false voices and prophets and wondering who do we listen to and how do we get the right message. We can't even figure out what we're supposed to eat. How are we supposed to deal with all of these voices telling us who God is without some sort of anxiety about whether we're listening to the right ones? Are you waiting for the answer? There isn't one. There really isn't an easy answer. But there is good news. Pastor Mia talked about grass and wheat and the difference. If you eat a bunch of grass, you'll survive, but you won't be satisfied. Something will feel like it's missing. But you know that really good feeling after you eat some bread? That's a good feeling. I love bread. That is a satisfied feeling. So when we're encountering words and voices and we feel like something's missing, maybe it's because we're eating straw and not wheat. The other thing we can remember is that despite our best efforts to seek out the wheat instead of the straw, we are going to fail every day. But every time we mess up, because we will misinterpret scripture, we will make mistakes. We will eat the wrong food and listen to the wrong people. We'll have a tendency to be like Adam and Eve and all of the people who have come before us and try to hide ourselves from God because we've made mistakes. But God ultimately is with us. No matter how far away we try to make God be, God is right here with us. We can trust that if we are doing our best to love God and love our neighbor, that's enough. We don't need to be anxious about where God is or what barriers we are putting between God and us. Jesus has already taken care of those barriers. God hasn't gone anywhere. God isn't going anywhere. And any distance that you or I can put between God is really just an illusion, like how those mountains look further off some mornings. God is the same distance every single day, and God is right here. Let's pray. Eternal God, we sometimes feel like you are far away, and we wonder what we've done, what we have allowed to get between us that limits how we see you. We worry about the voices and what ones we should be listening to and which ones are you speaking to us. We consider whether we need to shift our perspective in order to hear you more clearly. Help us to do our best to love you and love our neighbor. We know that the bottom line is that we don't control the world, and no matter how well we are doing at loving you and loving others, there will always be times when we will feel like you are far away. When that happens, remind us that just like that mountain, you are not any further away. No matter how hard it is for us to see you, you are there. You are more like the horizon on the prairies of Nebraska or on the coast, always right there. If you didn't leave Adam and Eve or the Israelites or any of the other people, the thousands and thousands of years of history that have done things to put space between you and us, then you won't stop loving us either. We are so grateful for the sacrifice you made for us through Jesus. Give us the confidence that comes with knowing that, one, we cannot separate ourselves from you. You are right here. Two, any distance between us is an illusion. And three, that your love is forever, for always, and for everyone. Amen.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is preached almost always by our pastor, Reverend Mia Crosswaite. CUNA United Methodist Church is a community on a mission to make disciples for the transformation of the world. To support this podcast and the missional priorities of this church, go to cunaumc.org and click on Give. Any amount helps. And if you're kind enough to share your contact information with us, we'll continually send you things.